PD Radio for entertainment and teen issues collide.
What's up, everybody? It's Aisha, Moira, and Brianna, and you're listening to TD Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, April 27, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in New York City, and tonight we have a special guest on the show with us. She is our campus life reporter. Everybody, please say what's up to Clarissa. Hey, Clarissa.
Hey, y'all.
What
How
up?
How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Tell everyone a little bit about yourself, anyone who's not familiar with who you are.
Absolutely. My name is Clarissa Brooks. I'm not going to do my thumbnail intro. But I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I am 19 years old. I go to Spelman College, currently finishing out my first year. And, you know, I'm still alive and kicking, so it's all good.
All right. Well, tonight we're happy to have you join us as we count down our favorite moments of the season. And we have a sad face, guys, because tonight is the last episode of season 6. Okay, call me.
Oh, boy. Sad face.
Sing it, please.
Cause that, like,
I can't
it's
do it
sad
seriously.
Here. Sad.
Well, as you could tell, all season long we had tons of fun. So it's definitely sad that the season's coming to an end, but you can always come back next season for more cool stuff. But a lot of guests, you know, stopped by. They were in the building, in the virtual building, as we like to call it. We had singing sensation Matt Hill, whose fan base is literally, like, just blowing up. It's just growing by the second, and without even having dropped a debut album yet, which is pretty impressive. He has over 50,000 followers on Vine with over 3 million loops. And my question is this: will Vine become the new YouTube in regards to how talent is sought after?
Hey, I'm thinking so. I think it's going to be one of the new things, definitely.
Yeah, but I agree. I think it's just going to be one of many other social media tools that are used. I mean, Snapchat, from Twitter, and whatever else I'm sure comes down the pike soon. There's always something trying to take the number, you know, take someone's spot. So YouTube's pretty much been it. Remember, before that, it was MySpace. People were getting deals.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So people were being found. You have big-name artists that were found on MySpace and YouTube. So I'm sure Vine will continue to give us our new artists.
Yeah. I think the only issue with Vine is that, like, it's really short. It's only, like, 6 or 7 seconds. So I think, like, if you're trying to find a new social media platform, it's going to be hard to, I don't know. Like, I always see Vine as, like, something that's, like, very, like, it's quick, short, it's, like, easy access, and, like, you get
Instagram. Exactly.
But it's hard to, I don't think it has staying power.
No, that's my thing, because it's literally, is it even 15 seconds? So
it's probably not even that.
Yeah, so if I'm going to buy an album or something, or I'm going to really follow somebody, I got to see more than just 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's just me, at least. Or even if you got a bunch of clips or whatever, like Instagram, I see, you know, singers and whatever putting stuff out or whatever, and it makes me go look at another clip. I have to, like, see a couple of things. They have to hit me with a couple of things first before I'm like, oh, yo, this cat is dope.
Now, I'm the complete opposite.
I feel like, yeah, me too.
I don't have time or the attention span for really long videos and content. Vine is incredible because I can tell within the first 5 seconds whether or not you're talented or you suck. So that's why I appreciate Vine.
It sure
because
is
Vine is like instant, like I get instant gratification, and I know if someone is talented enough to put together something that makes me laugh and it's only 6 or 7 seconds long, they are incredible. Like, they are incredible.
That's creativity.
Well, yeah. I get that. My only thing is this, though. I'm talking about the staying power. Like, okay, for instance, there are clips of great comedians, right, that'll put something like that out, and that those same cats that we're seeing, like, put that 15-second clip or whatever together, I can't see them doing stand-up. And I've seen, like, some of these cats from there do stand-up or whatever or do something, and it's just not funny. I don't want to call on names out because we might get them on the show next
right.
time.
Oh, Lord, exactly.
I ain't going to say no names, but there's some cats that have some great Instagram and Vine stuff where they'll hit up, and they've even may have even went to battle with other big-name celebrities or whatever, and it's just not, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, funny for the moment, but I'm looking at, I guess, you know, the longevity. Are they gonna mm-hmm. be around for a minute, or is it just like just that instant gratification and we done with it? Like, am I gonna remember your name after a while?
Yeah. Because I can think of a lot of comedians that are like that. Like, they're really great on Vine, but if you go to their stand up or if you put them on SNL or Wildin' Out, they're not.
You're
great.
Mad. You're mad. Hey, perfect. That's Wildin' Out. Perfect example.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting closer
no,
to people that
so
I can't say their names because we're not
yeah.
we're gonna mess around and not have be able to get them.
About to jump down.
I know who you're talking about. Though. I know who you're talking about.
Oh man, but I'm talking about it was. I thought I wanted to slip my wrist with a butter knife. I was like, this
oh
is.
Oh my
wrong.
Gosh, I want to know who it is.
That
I want to know.
I'm not gonna get mad. I can't hate on the next man's hustle because his hustle was what got him to. Well, them, a couple of people actually on Wildin' Out. Nick Cannon, he's even made mention that in interviews, that's how he gets, you know, that's how he gets the talent or whatever. He's helped, he wants to, you know, put people on that are out there grinding or whatever. Yeah. But if y'all look at Kevin Hart, it takes work to,
yeah.
you know, to constantly be funny. Any good comedian. I mean, we're still laughing at Chris Rock. That's work. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry, I was off on a tangent. Like, I totally agree with you, Ish. There's lots of talent out there, and we've had an incredible year. I've had so much fun. It is kind of sad tonight, but I know that we're coming back. But if you guys remember, Wash was another recording artist that we had on here, and he was known for his song with French Montana, Can't Trust
No
Talk.
No Talk.
And he was on the air, you know, with us for a while. So I got a question. Is Thought still being used today? You know, is that
man?
Because everything
is what being used?
Fades away. So is the word Thought still like?
Oh
prevalent?
Gosh. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say. I know here in college, people use it all the time, and I'm actually over it. Because you know the feminist in me is just not okay with that word. But at the same time, I understand like its cultural place. But, like, I'm just over it. Just, like, I mean, like, it's there's, like, one good song with the word thought in it, but, like, that's about it. But, like, I just don't understand its use. And it's just, like,
what is the one good song? Which one is it?
Which song was it?
Chance the Rapper, he has a song called Thotty. And, like,
what?
I hate that word, but the song is so good.
Ooh, that makes it sound really like nasty. Like it sounds
it
like
is.
What?
It's literally the most disrespectful song, but it sounds great, which is you know complete shade on my part. I'm a bad person.
I'm totally looking
but
this up.
We gotta find this song.
No, it's a great song. Like literally, it's like it's very like it's slow and it's called Soddy by Chance the Rapper. It's great. The lyrics
are awesome.
Now, for our listeners, I mean, what is are we gonna break down what it means again?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What is a thought? Okay, so a thought, this is
I'm not
going to
say it. I'm not going to say it on the air with a bunch of women.
I ain't going to say it, but it means that, right? Okay, you know, that garden tool, you know, you got rakes and hoes, you know, rakes and hoes.
Ding, 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 ding. Tell them
what it is. Over there. So it's like an acronym, but like not really. Because
it's an acronym, but also it's like a word itself.
It is, right. Because kids use it like on our campus, like not even sparingly, they just like throw it out there. Like,
I heard somebody use it today to talk about somebody, so yeah, it's a common thing.
And guys and girls can be thought, so if you're wondering.
Well,
I just think it goes back to how lazy we are that we can't even say full words now that everything's an acronym.
Yeah.
That's just
I feel like it was like a secretive thing because you don't want to like literally say like that deep over there. You don't want to say that. Mm-hmm. You want to just like be discreet about it. But now it's not really. It's just.
Oh, you want to be politically correct when calling people hoes? Is that what?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be politically correct when I call you a hoe. That's just okay.
We're gonna ask Wash whenever he comes back. He's like, hey, what? You know, we forgot to ask you. just got to ask you, is this politically correct or like, or is it not politically correct or like what? But
what's terrible about that? I actually know people who've used the word overseas because they don't know what it is.
Oh, God.
They get a kick out of like calling.
It's horrible.
It's so bad.
That's such a bad
good old
American
spreading greatness
like,
everywhere. So are there any other slang terms? Are there any other slang terms that, you know, that you all know that have surfaced that I guess we need to educate our listeners?
I don't know.
Fleek.
I think it's different because, like, yeah, fleek. But that's not even slang. That's like a gay terminology that people are taking.
I can't say fleek. It's something in my DNA that won't allow me to say it. I just can't say it.
I've heard fleek and flick. Like, I hear people say, like, flick, too. Like, on flick,
true.
On fleek. You know,
most people
on
are wrong.
Flick,
no, that's,
flick
they just
flick.
Got heavy tongues. They just got heavy tongues. They got heavy tongues,
yeah,
and they can't
true.
Get the word fleek out. Yeah.
Flick.
That just sounds weird, too.
Is flick and fleek the same thing? I mean, educate me.
No, it's fleek. Well, it's pretty sure it's fleek.
No,
like, even
I know, like, kids still say flick. Flick and fleek. Like, I've seen it both ways. But like
what
flick,
is flick?
It's an flick is synonymous with fleek, okay? Like,
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
I
think someone
that. No, it's fleek. There's two E's. It's fleek.
I guess it's a Chicago thing because a lot of my Chicago friends say flick too. I don't know. I'm over it. It's just flick and fleek. Flick, fleek, fleek. I don't like it. Whatever.
I don't like it.
I don't know.
Guys just have to use words.
I think the only hard part is that, like, I don't know, because, like, since I go to school in the AEC, like, there's people from everywhere, so, like, slang terminology that I may not know is just because somebody's from, like, Chicago or from the West Side or from, like, you know, New York, and it's just a word I don't never heard of. Like my roommate, it was cold outside, and she was like, yo, it's brick city out here. I was like, what are you talking about? Why are you saying it's brick outside? And I definitely never knew what that was until I met her. A lot of random words.
Have you guys heard of, like, Fonkin, F-O-N-K-I-N? That's a Kansas City thing that I've heard, like, lately, and I'm like, what does Fonkin mean? But it means, like, you're in bad love with somebody. Like,
you're what?
Like, it's like funk, but, like, funk. Like, funk, but funk. But, like, and I hate saying it because it makes my blood boil. I don't funk. It makes my skin crawl. I don't know, funk.
How do you say it in a sentence?
It's like, are you and that girl over there funking right now? Or, like, are you mad?
That's just a way of saying, I can't say it because this is a show.
like, you got beef or something, like, you mad. I don't know, whatever. Kids these days, you come up with stuff. Okay, so in December, we had Dr. Afriya Emerson. She spoke with us about adapting healthy habits.
Rihanna, hold on. How are we going to go from what we just talked about, people funking? Sort of like a chainsaw. That was real smooth.
Well,
keep going. I'm sorry.
When I wrote the script, I didn't think about it. I just started putting stuff together. I want to be honest. I just slapped it in there. Yeah, that probably wasn't a great segue.
I love it. Keep going, I like it. Keep going. Ratchet the righteous. Let's do it.
We talked about healthy habits, okay? We talked about the truth about vitamins, and she even answered some of our questions about the, you know, the tough lady questions, the questions that you're afraid to talk to with your mom and stuff. So I know I'm still inspired to drink lots of tons of water every day. She talked about drinking lots of water. I'm still inspired. But for the most part, guys, I can't read today. Can we just hold on? Okay. But what are some of the tips that you took off from our chat? It's a loud show, and I'm telling you,
can't
I can't read today. I don't know what
just happened. About thoughts and then try to go to healthy eating. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work. No matter what you do.
I'm so ambitious when I write these scripts. I'm telling you, I'm so ambitious when I write this stuff. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to say all these words. Anyway, long story short, what do y'all still remember about her chat? I like water. I'm drinking water. I've actually been drinking water for the past 5 days straight with nothing else but water. So I'm really proud of myself.
That's amazing.
But what about y'all? Do y'all remember anything?
I thought about just how she talked about the planning out the meals or whatever. It kind of went along with what we talked about with the goals. Everything, if you think about it, everything that we've had on this show from even with Karen Civil,
mm-hmm.
People that are, especially the women that have been on here, I think some of the guys, but for the most part, the women that have been on this show, I've learned a couple of things, that they're all disciplined, right? That mm-hmm. if they have a goal, there's always the routine that they have, whether it's drinking water, eating healthy, and just taking care of their business. That was one of the things that stuck out about Dr. Emerson, too, that it reminded me of Karen a lot, because it seemed like the same, you know what I mean, the same regimen as far as just taking care of themselves. And it just seemed like that's why they're both successful in what they do, just because of their mm-hmm. the discipline and the habits that they, you know, have formed over the years. So I actually dig it when we talk to successful women on here. I think it's important for other young women and even young men that are listening. And you see how I fixed this conversation after talking about thoughts to talk
Thank
about
you.
Powerful women?
Thank you.
Wait,
that parallel was awesome, man, because that parallel.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm not just a pretty face. Keep going.
Aww. So, guys, so she continues to lend tons of advice to our readers and listeners. So make sure you check out that particular episode we're talking about, because there are so many jewels and gems in there that you are definitely going to learn something. And secondly,
absolutely.
Yes, go to the
Great.
Story section of teendiaries.net, click on health, and her column is there. She's pretty much answering questions that our readers submit about, you know, health-related questions they're afraid to either ask their friends or their parents or even their own doctor. She's answering them, giving the full 120% real deal truth on our site. So if you have a question at all, don't hesitate. You can email us at info@teendiaries.net. We'll shoot your question over to Dr. Emerson, and she will answer it for you on the site. All right. Okay, anonymous, of course, anonymously. Don't worry,
of
your name
course,
is not going to be put on blast on the web. We're not going to say it was you. You asked about whatever you're going to ask.
But she's so nice, and she's so, like, she doesn't, like, she is a doctor, but she talks to you in that conversational tone where you kind of, you're way more comfortable. And so having mm-hmm. her on, that was so fun talking to her. It was great.
Totally. And I'm sure she'll be back next season.
Okay. Yay.
Yay. Now, Jasmine Crowe, do you guys remember that lovely lady?
Yes.
Of Black Celebrity Giving. She stopped by to discuss intimate partner violence during Teen Violence Awareness and Prevention Month this past February. Now, we mm-hmm. enjoyed having her on and talking about the alarming statistics that unfortunately are a reality for many teens in the U.S. So I want everyone listening to know different ways that you can get help if you are suffering through abuse. But before we get to that, what advice, you know, do you all have for someone who is stuck in an abusive situation, and what are some ways that his or her friends or family can, you know, get involved to help them out?
I would definitely say, if you have any doubt in your mind, you're probably right. Like, the fact that you have to, like, think about that, or like if that thought has run across your mind, then that means it's probably not a healthy situation for you to be in. So I guess the first step is, like, having the courage to both acknowledge it and then try to seek help, although it's, you know, it's difficult, but having a lot of courage to acknowledge the fact that something's not going right is definitely that's great. That's a way to start for sure.
Yeah. I also feel like you're, like, focusing on your mental health, like your own personal health and your well-being, like, has to be the first goal of any relationship. Like that's super important.
Absolutely. And you need to be able to identify the different types of abuse, because sometimes,
mm-hmm.
You know, you could be a college student or high school student and be in a relationship with someone who may not physically hit you, who may not physically mm-hmm. touch you or harm you, but they could, you know, be belittling you all the time, making you feel small, making you feel not worthy, and that's a form of abuse mm-hmm. as well. So be attentive to all those things. If you ever feel like you just can't really say what you feel, whatever on your heart or in your mind around your partner, they always make you feel like your thoughts are kind of meaningless, then, you know, you're being abused as well. So take all that into consideration. For sure.
I agree.
More,
totally
from the
agree.
From a male point of view, what if I get a girl, or even a guy, because guys get abused too. What would you tell them?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys can get abused. I want to go ahead and put that out that I personally have never been abused. I just And you know, the funny thing is because I know this sounds so silly, because I'm selfish. When I say that, I mean, like, about myself or whatever. Like, I care about me or whatever. And
yeah.
I think that's so important, like you said, self, just, you know, loving yourself and realizing your worth. I think that's another thing that happens with the abuse. I think when we had the show with the different stories we were hearing, that was, oh man, that was a sad night. Like for me at least, just hearing some of those stories that were shared about abuse. I want to say bad things because when I think of men that do that or whatever, I go to a dark place in regards to my reaction to that, for the simple fact that I have a daughter, you know, and I have, you ladies, of course, are in my life, but just the females that I know that men can do things like that. You know what I mean? I just always think of the men that I know as protectors, leaders, you know, comforters, and to when you do that, when you do some of the things that we heard in those stories, man, that it really just messes me up. Like, I really, really have a problem with that. So I don't know if I say anything positive to those guys. I think it's important that you get help before someone's relative puts their hands on you. I think it's so important that you get help. And you know what's funny? Some of those cases or whatever, I think the funny thing is those people will have, like, they'll have sisters. They have mothers. And it's like they do that. So it makes you wonder, like, would they do that to their sister or to their mother, you know? It's always bothered me.
It's often a cycle of abuse, definitely. But
oh yeah,
yeah.
Typically, if you've seen a relative get abused, you think that that's normal. So you can cycle when you start to get in a relationship. So yes, definitely can be a vicious cycle. But you know, but it's never too late to get help. If you or someone you know is in need of assistance, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is staffed 24 hours a day by trained counselors who can provide crisis assistance, legal advocacy, health care centers, and counseling. Their number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Also, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And their number is 1-800-656-HOPE. And that's 1-800-656-4673.
Okay, we can talk about some brighter stuff now after that. Now look, we're talking about the highlights of this season. We've interviewed brother and sister recording duo This Boy, That Girl earlier this month, and they shared some advice on things every high school grad needs to know, or should know. Although summer is right around the corner, so you know, so school is essentially pretty much done. So, what do you all think of high school grads? What do you guys think high school grads could be doing over the break to prepare for college? Because that's a big transition. No more mom and dad, you know, or mom or telling you what to do. You are pretty much about to be on your own for the most part. Any advice, ladies?
My advice? Stack your paper.
Yes.
Get a job.
Oh, my God. Yes,
stack up. So that way you can actually enjoy school because you won't be struggling, wondering where your next meal is coming from or where your next outfit is coming from. Like, get all that situated, you know. Get your money right.
I'm telling you, because I still have, like in one of my savings accounts, I still have a lot of money, like, saved up from over the summertime and, like, my first job that I held, because it is real, like, and it's just, like, you know, it's nothing like having something stashed away for security purposes. Like, you never know, like, oh, man, I'm out here and I brought my car and I get a flat tire, like, dang, like, how am I going to put another tire on my car? So, you know, having that extra money is definitely for security purposes. But I would say my tip would be is to learn how to pack, especially if you're going far away for school, because you cannot take everything with you. Like, I sadly had to realize that. Packing smart and packing everything that you need, not necessarily that you want. So you got to learn how to do that. You got to.
Yeah. I also feel like, I was a high school senior, like, last summer. I don't know. I would just stay excited. Like, the best part of my summer was just thinking about how much fun college is going to be, picking out bed sheets, like, just staying excited and staying focused. and just really focusing on what you're about to go to college and do or whatever you're doing after high school, because once you get to college, you're going to get distracted and it's going to be hard to say no to certain things. So I would just stay young and stay excited, because, like, once you get to college, things get serious really quickly. And that's what you're worst feeling.
Get real.
No, literally. And that's the worst part, because you're like, I'm about to go to college and chill and have fun. And then you get here and it's actually like, nah, fam, you got like 4 papers to write by tomorrow.
I know people who are still chilling, and we're about to graduate next year. So, look, they didn't get that tip in time. They should have been listening to the radio, but, you know.
Exactly.
Hey.
No, and that's the
they
worst
didn't
part.
Get that tip.
You don't want to be that person that, like, everybody knows is, like, super immature and doesn't do their work. Like, I mean, I think for myself, I would much rather be low-key and get my stuff done and people be surprised that I do certain things. Like, people don't even know, like, certain people, when I show up to certain events and they're like, oh, how do you have access? I'm like, I'm on newspaper. I do this, I do that. Like, it's just staying humble and staying focused.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
like, they
colleges,
me up in here. Don't ask how I got in. It's like my
yeah, no, literally, that's I love that. That's the best feeling. There's nothing better than, like, seeing a bunch of people that you know and you, like, have a backstage pass and they're just like, where are you going? I'm actually on newspaper, so I'll see y'all later.
What? Can I get in?
Nope, I don't like that. Bye.
Well, that's definitely, I had to learn that, too. Like, I feel like I was so giving, and I'm not saying, like, go to college and, like, doggy dog world and blah, 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 but, you know, essentially, like, there is a competitive aspect to college, and so, you know, I mean, give and share your resources and stuff like that, but also, you know, don't be afraid to keep some things to yourself, you know, you don't have to broadcast everything yet, you know, just keep it to yourself and be great, prosper, flourish, you know, because people will try to take advantage of you, I will say that, but.
No, yeah, that's so true.
I feel like we're giving,
yeah,
like, Debbie Downers, like, I've got to
stop,
because you're going to have to do this, that, the other. Like a Debbie Downer.
No, but I mean, like, it's better to hear that from us than hear that from your professor when you're, like, failing. Because, I mean, like, that's really the reality of it.
When you're failing.
Exactly, yeah. That. Yeah. And I think that was, I'm also, like, a really giving person. So it was, like, my nickname within my friend group is, like, Mom. Because, like, I'm always that person that's, like, oh, are you guys okay? Do you need anything? And, you know, there comes a point where you gotta keep your energy and really think about who you're giving yourself to.
Okay. Yeah. That was really good.
That was very serious advice.
Yeah, it was.
That was definitely. Okay. So, last month, we had Chelsea, a rising star hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, on the air with us. So, she was great. I remember some of the things she said in particular. But not only did she discuss her budding career in the entertainment industry, she talked about universal beauty. So, this is a question that I'm really excited about. I really want to hear everyone's, like, opinion. But with Apple releasing its new set of emojis that feature people of all shades and fashion powerhouse Christian Louboutin debuting 4 new additions to his Les Nudes collection, do you all think major companies and brands are starting to become more receptive of universal beauty?
No.
I said it.
Well, at least we're getting the real.
Yeah, I said it. I think that was, I mean, that's, it's cool what they've done. I'd rather have something else, like do something bigger than give me an emoji
and a shoe.
An emoji with a black thumbs up. I'm
right,
good.
Right, yeah.
Personally, I'm not
even
100% happy.
That was good.
I'm not even 100% happy with the emojis, because I tried to look up a black couple emoji and there was not one.
Not.
What kind of message is that sending to the world? You can have black.
Well,
we can give you a black muscle. We can give you a black, like, you know, hands raised in the air, the double hands up. But we can't give you two black, a man and a woman together. No, no, no.
We can't give you things that don't exist, Ish.
No, see? Exactly.
What?
You understand me?
Yeah.
I haven't downloaded and upgraded my phone yet, so I don't have the new emojis, so I don't really know. But
I don't know. I think personally, like, it's hard for me. Like, emojis are cute or whatever, but at the same time, like, people are dying all the time that are black, and like that's what matters. Because, like, as much as I would like to say that, like, an emoji is going to change the way that people see black people, it's not.
Exactly.
Like, actual respect for our lives and our bodies is what's going to change the societal image of black people and respecting us and seeing
Baltimore
us
right now. Baltimore right now is literally on, I mean, just on 10, and
it's
understandably
burning.
And
yeah,
so I mean, without trying to make the show about that, I can't. An emoji, I'm good.
Yeah,
and like emoji in a $700 shoe.
Yeah, I mean, and even like a beauty standard. Like if you think about it, like as much as we would like to be like black is beautiful. I mean, because it is in our space, like in the black community, we like exclusively celebrate blackness because that's who we are. But outside of that, like America was built on celebrating and like perpetrating the whole like European beauty standard. So like, as much as I would like to like try to get Vogue to care about me, like that's not my audience. And I don't particularly take their opinion into my life, so I'm going to stick with Essence. I'm going to stick with the community that respects who I am and how I celebrate who I am. Because, I mean, like, I can't tell Vogue to think I'm pretty. I mean, that's not going to happen. But at the end of the day, I know I'm fly. So.
So do you think this is all about, like, money? Like, this is to, like, what do you think the major incentives would be to release a new set of emojis or to release a different shade of a $700 shoe or whatever the case may be? What's the incentive then?
I mean, the incentive is to get more inclusion into, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Apple is thinking that if we get these emojis, more people will be wanting to buy them because
mm-hmm.
we lose them in their face. I mean, which is a great marketing tool, but again,
yeah, it's just
emoji.
Like when you think about, and I'm not trying to be the get on the soapbox or anything. It's just, I mean, seriously, an emoji, when you look at, I'd rather give me something else. When I mean give me something else, give me justice. I'll take
talk about
that
it, yeah.
Over, you know, over an emoji. Like, people, like, seriously, people are dying out here or whatever. And it's just when I see stuff like that, you know, I still support. I mean, I like Apple, but that the emoji and stuff like that, I get what it is, right? I just think there are other things that could be done, you know, when coming to that. What about these major companies said they want to get involved with what's going on right now all over the country and
mm-hmm.
like add to that campaign like Black Lives Matter? That would do something more than an emoji. Like, I don't even
mm-hmm.
look at the, if I'm sending someone a thumbs up, I don't go, wait, let me get the black hand. I don't do that.
Like,
I
haven't even updated my phone because I mean, like, I get what y'all are saying. I appreciate the effort, but like, it's not anything that's like truly like.
Yeah.
So
also,
like,
it's probably not worth it. Like, it's cute when you're posting on Instagram, but it's not worth it. Like, it's not gonna make white people respect my body at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I really thought, like, yeah, it's not gonna. I mean, like, literally, I'm looking at the emojis right now. Like, I just see like a lot of really cool food emojis that are really cool. Those are cute.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think
Well,
okay. I definitely think that Christian Louboutin is doing its justice because they know black people spend money on fancy things. We like to be fancy. So they're like, we should probably cater to them because they spend a lot of money on these shoes.
And plus, like,
I think that's good.
I definitely butchered his name earlier. I apologize. It makes it sound like, I don't know, my designer. Anyway.
No, I totally feel like that was definitely just for marketing. The funny thing is, not even for marketing, because black people are already buying the new ones that don't match their skin. Cause
exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not even a valid excuse.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm
the
thinking
that. The colors were nice, though, y'all. Man, the colors were nice.
Yeah, I think maybe someone complained. You know, maybe someone
mm-hmm.
in the
mm-hmm.
higher up, they were like,
it's
look.
In the company, if this don't match my skin, can I please
right.
get one?
Exactly. I want to elongate my leg with a shoe that looks like it's going to match my skin complexion. And they're like, you know what,
yeah.
we'll help with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But moving on, one of the most hilarious shows we had this season featured Brianna's co-host at school. Daylan Simpkins. Now, our Battle of the Sexes theme sparked a lot of dialogue and debate. But for the record, who should make the first move when it comes to dating? Guys or girls, and why? speak on it.
You know me. Listen, I'm a guy, and I go for what I want. So I think all guys should do that. I know it's a new day and whatever, new generation, and everybody says girls should do that too. And I'm cool with that. But I'm just saying, I just think guys should take the lead and do that. If you want something, you go after it. Make your intentions known. I mean, what woman doesn't want to be wooed, swooned, pursued?
Hey, there's some that are like, look, I don't want to be, look, I don't want to be wooed, sued, booed up, nothing. So sometimes when guys take the first move, it could be offensive. And depending on how they, like, jump the gun. Like, come on now. Like, Like, some guys do not have their, like, step-up game proper. Like, some guys need a lot of work in that area.
I'm not talking about, like, hey, girl. What it is. I'm not talking about that.
Oh, God.
What it is.
What it is. I'm not, you know, I'm, or grunting. I don't know. I mean, I'm talking about come up with a proper way. I guess I'm of the mindset that I need to be creative. I've always thought that. And I'm not talking about creative corny or whatever, but women, nine times out of ten, get hit on, I mean, a lot. You guys get stuff, inappropriate stuff said to you all the time. So I think it would be refreshing if someone actually comes and has some sense and says, hey, I saw you from across the room, blah, blah, blah. I know that sounds cheesy, but I would just wonder if I could get your number and get the chance to know you. I think you're beautiful. I think you're attractive. Whatever you say or whatever. But that's considered lame to people now, to be honest and say that or whatever. Now it's like, hey.
I stepped up to my guy. Like, well, we're not official yet, but you know, whatever. I made the first move on that. Like, look, and I say the only reason why I say we're not like together, like, is because it's only been like 5 months. Like, that's a little soon. So, but yeah, I made the first move. He was taking too long. I feel like guys have that impression that, like, dang, I can't approach her because she'd
what's
done this,
long?
That, and the third.
Well, that's because sometimes
on.
Y'all have that little stank face on. And if you have the little stank face, how you know? Did you have a mirror?
You can't have the stank face when it's over the internet, darling. Look, I will be the first one to admit that we were, but the thing is, like, we knew each other, but we didn't, like, know each other. And, like, we knew each other through, like, mutual friends, but, like, we were, like, Instagram friends. This sounds really bad, but whatever. Long story short.
It is bad. Keep going. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Dad, what the heck? Y'all act like Instagram is not the new eHarmony. Like, it really is.
Oh,
it really is. Like, I'm not
it really
not
is.
Look, I'm not saying I'm not saying, like, that I was looking for anybody. But I definitely slid in those DMs real quick.
Oh, wow.
Hopped out before it got too hot. And, you know,
but you
like,
can't trust
really
that.
Cool.
I have one
word
for you.
Hey, he's not a catfish to me.
I have one word for you. Filter.
What's that?
That's just bottom line. Filter.
Filter.
I
he
need
looks
to be
exactly
able to
the
see.
Same. Guys don't use filter. Oh, they do.
Yes, they do. Don't
I lie.
You
they
believe
do.
That, Ike? His skin ain't that clean. His skin is not that clear. I'm trying to get his teeth ain't that white. Listen.
Y'all funny. I met him in person, y'all. I know him. Like, we know each other.
Oh, you did meet him in person.
Didn't...
Okay, perfect. I'm good.
Yeah,
have you seen baby pictures yet? I think baby pictures.
Actually, I have seen his baby pictures. And actually, like, he met my grandpa the other day, like, when I went back.
How y'all meeting family, but it's too early to stay all together. Wait a minute.
You're getting very heavy into her relationship. I don't think you wanted this for the radio show.
I mean,
oh, I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm
look,
just...
these are my radio people. But, yeah, we went back to St. Louis, and, like, he traveled with me, and he was in my car, and, like, my grandma, saying that he bought the car, like, was, like,
it could be
like,
a serial killer.
To, like, anyway, whatever. They met each other. He's cool. I wouldn't let some random, like basic guy meet my grandpa. Like, no. But,
you wouldn't let some random guy you met on Instagram meet you.
Long story short, we're dating, and it's been almost 5 months. So, look.
Okay.
Y'all judging my internet relationship.
Well, no, we're just looking out for you. We always have
yes,
the best.
Exactly.
Hey, you like it, I love it. I'm with it. I got you.
Yeah, he's really respectable. His name is Fred. Like, come on now. With a name like Fred, you have to be respectable, right? Right? Right?
Freddy Krueger's
name
is Fred. Freddy Krueger's
name
is
Fred,
too.
dang, never mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, whatever.
Thank you, Ish. I'm glad you chimed in on that one.
I'm off of me right now.
Fred K.
I set myself up for that one, y'all. I set myself up.
Okay, look, last week the crew and I broke down several habits for highly effective teens. Keeping those tips in mind, what goals do you all have for the summer, and how do you plan on seeing them through? I thought last week's show was pretty good, because those habits weren't just for teenagers. Those habits were for everybody that wants to be successful. So, what have you guys taken from last week that is going to benefit you? I'll go ahead and go first. I know this. Because of you guys, I went ahead and started writing stuff down. After Isha talked about she drew the house that she was actually going to live in, and she drew the basketball jersey that she was going to play in when she got to high school, and how all that worked out, I'm trying to do what she's doing. So I drew.
Yeah.
I'm not drawing anything. I'm just writing stuff down. But I think if I really want to work, I might have to draw stuff like each.
Yeah, you gotta draw all the way out, like everything.
Ish, do you still have these drawings, by the way? I think it would be dope if you put them up.
Oh, you know, I probably do. I have to go back to the crib in Nashville.
Go to the archive.
Go to the archive, yep. Pull it up. Put it on the IG. Do it for the gram. I might have to do it.
Do it for the gram. So what about you? What habits do you guys, or do you, I guess, continue to use from the, the seven habits?
I'm definitely going to go hard on the seventh habit. I don't know exactly what it was, but I know it was about just like, feeding your soul, you know, when it comes to reading and exercising.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that's really important. And I got to definitely, I mean, I do that, but I want to, this summer, I'm going hard on that. Like, I'm just going to make sure I'm really, truly feeding my mind and my soul. As much as I possibly can. Definitely.
I would definitely add to that. I know for myself, whenever I write a piece, there's always some sort of slam poetry reference in there. I definitely want to get back into slam poetry. One of my friends, we both do it, so we're trying to make a Cupsy team for the AUC, because there's not an AUCU team, which is Atlanta University Center. I say it like people know. I really like, y'all don't. I'm sorry. And also, like, I don't know, it's just, like, I'm noticing that, like, the products I use in my hair, like, not all of them are natural. Like, shampoo products, like, actually aren't natural.
Yeah.
And so, like, my whole thing for this summer is, like, making my own products. I mean, I could still use, like, leave-in conditioner. Well, like, I could still buy, like, conditioner and shampoo. But, like, making my own products so I'm actually, like, healing my hair and making it grows and working out, too, because I know being at school, I've definitely gained weight. And my mom, like, works at, like, a Whole Foods store, so I'm going to just be eating kale for the whole summer, just cleaning out my system.
That does not sound good. The whole summer?
It doesn't, but I'm so used to it at this point that I like kale. It's horrible. I enjoy it. I like
kale. Pretty Girl Sweat, if you go to Pretty Girl Sweat, there will be a plethora of food ideas that are healthy.
Yes.
Yet. Delicious, and it'll give you
first
variety.
All,
I want to like get stuck eating the same thing, and then one day
kale
we catch you
I
on
like
the side of the
it.
Highway
like
with like
kale.
A dozen donuts like being shoved in your mouth because you're like, I couldn't eat another bite of kale. I couldn't.
Isha, the
a
food that Isha posts
is always good.
The food that Isha posts on Instagram sometimes, I look. There's no way she's eating that.
Exactly.
I'm like, there's
stupid.
No way you're eating
I'm
that.
Just like,
then you
come
see
on.
Hey,
you're
some
like,
stuff sounded kind of good. Some stuff
and then you
good.
See Ish and you're like, yep, she's eating that. She's eating that.
No. All the pictures are so perfect. I'm just like, there's no way if I made it, it would look like that. Like, literally, if I made
exactly.
that apple sandwich, it would look smushed. It would just, I'm going to make it. I'm going to eat it, but it's not going to look that pretty.
Isha makes her food like she's going to do a commercial for it. That's what it is. Like, this is a commercial.
It's not possible for the rest of us human beings.
And the details. And the details.
Well,
and the funny thing, I take so many food pictures. It's like my phone is filled with them. Like, I can't even post them all. Like, I have to wait for, like, the right time to post them. I'm like, I can't post another food picture. I just posted way too many. Just let me just wait a second.
There was one thing people the other day. I thought it was like chocolate, and it was artichokes or Brussels sprouts. I was like, that's
Brussels sprouts. Those Brussels sprouts.
It actually looked good, and I hate
Brussels sprouts. Like, they are insane. Like, they were so good. They don't, they could have been, they could, they can't be healthy. Like, that's how amazing they were. Like, it was like, they were spicy and sweet Brussels sprouts.
Ooh.
They had like, oh my God, they had pecans in them. And then it's like, it had oil. It was just, man, oh gosh, I want that.
I don't care, Beyonce. I don't care if Beyonce is on a beach in a black bikini saying, do you want some Brussels sprouts? I'm not eating them. I don't like Brussels sprouts.
I used to not like Brussels sprouts either.
I eat them, like, no question.
I never liked Brussels sprouts either. And I realized that the reason why I did not like them is because my parents didn't know how to cook them. They weren't cooking them the right way. It's a certain way you got to cook Brussels sprouts.
You can overcook Brussels sprouts easily. Once you overcook them, they're just mush.
Yeah, you got to like not even cook them. You toss them in like avocado oil, and then you put like sea salt on them and pepper, and you take off some of the leaves and you pop them in the oven. That's how you make it in the oven. Like,
well,
if you try to cook
hungry.
It in a pan,
No, I know people that would just boil them.
No,
ew,
that's
like,
First of all, you take out most of the vitamins and the nutrients if you boil
it. Yeah, exactly.
And then also, and they just get mushy. So if you put it in the oven, it's almost like, have you ever had kale chips before? So kale chips taste better when they're cooked, obviously, because they're cooked in the oven, and they get that little bit of a crunchier taste. So the same goes for the Brussels sprouts. So you cook it in the oven first, and then you take it out, and then you toss it in a sauce. So you have to make a sauce on the side, and like you make like a little like kind of like you mix like, so it's soy. You mix like soy sauce, honey, and
I'm hungry, man.
Not barbecue sauce.
No barbecue.
Y'all are killing me.
Soy sauce and honey.
Jeez.
And then you toss it in that. Oh my gosh, it is insane. It's amazing. And then you could put like fresh red pepper in there. Anyway, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I'm hungry.
Yeah, all right, guys. We have flown through the show. We clearly had some awesome moments this entire season.
We did.
We could stop talking about
it.
All right.
We went from thoughts to Brussels sprouts to to healthy living.
To guys dominating and asking whether or not a girl should, you know, or whether or not you meet a guy on Instagram. And let him ride with you in your car to meet your grandmother. I mean, grandfather.
Freddie K.
Freddie K.
Fred, what we call him.
Yep.
Fred, what we call him. Disregard his glove with the knives on it. It gets cold.
Hey,
disregard his glove with the knives on it.
Whether we like it, I'm going to entertainment news. I'm sorry. This has to get off.
No, I don't even know if we have time.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
My name's Fred.
All right, this week in entertainment, I thought it'd be fun.
Oh, God.
Each of us, you know, quickly go over a story that we found interesting, but we got to move quick. Quickly, I'll just hop in there and say Bruce Jenner, his coming out interview Friday night.
I don't think it was coming out. I just want to say that.
Yeah,
a lot
think
of people are proud of him.
Are all
a lot
there.
Of people are like, go, Bruce. Go, you do that, Bruce.
What do
you
do?
Good job.
What did he do,
like,
honestly?
He said he let it be known.
Let
he
it be known what?
On a
did he not look like, okay, as far as his face, did he not look like, I know we got to go. He did not look that different to me. He still said, I'm a heterosexual who likes women. But in my mind, I'm a woman. To me, that was, I was like, man, that was a setup for the new TV show. That was a setup. And I say that because there are real people out there dealing with, you know, that are transgender that go through 10 times, you know, with that. That was, man, that was a setup for the E! Show. That's what I think. That was a setup for the next show so we can all watch Bruce.
The transformation? Or, like, the full transformation? Well, I don't know.
I don't think he's going to do it.
Oh. Well.
He
wants to be called he and him still. No, she or her.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what that's what I'm saying. I'm not even trying to be funny or like hate or what. I'm just saying, like, so what was the thing for? I didn't watch it. I'm saying what was it for? Like, It was, I'm telling you.
I mean, it was basically him just letting, like, because there were a bunch of rumors going around saying that he wanted to be transgender. So he was basically letting the world know that, yes, I am transgender. This is this is what I'm choosing to do with my body. I don't even think it's, like, something, I mean, to be quite honest, I don't think it's anybody's business except for him and his family.
Exactly.
But
you know
if
what?
He wants,
I'm going to have a press
if
conference.
If he wants to take that platform and, like, if he wants to take
conference.
That platform and be that role model, then that's up to him. That's all his life.
I didn't see him, like, stepping. This, to me, said it was confusing. I know I'm going to have a press conference next time I have some thoughts, and I want Diane Sawyer to ask me. Sometimes I feel like I'm light-skinned on some days because it's something
that's...
You're I'm
annoying.
Just saying. Some days
no,
I
but
feel
I mean,
lighter than I am.
You have to think about it. You have to think about
you
it in the aspect of, like, different... No, if you have to think about it in the fact that, like, there's so many transgendered activists like Laverne Cox, who are role models. So, like, it may seem silly, but, like, Bruce Jenner is a role model to somebody. There's
what?
Somebody.
Laverne Cox, I get. That's a person that's full on, that went on and went through the process and is out there saying that they're actually a woman. Bruce said, I'm still a dude.
I'm still a dude. He's not saying that. He's saying the fact that he personally identifies as a woman. It doesn't matter what his genitalia is right now, is that he feels like he was born in the wrong body. So we can't even
genitalia on Teen Diaries. We don't say words like that.
I mean, you have to. I mean, you have to because, like, if you don't, then, like, it's kind of avoiding the topic. Like, that's the biggest part of being transgendered. It's literally, it's physically and spiritually changing what you were born as and saying that the body I was born into is not the correct one, so I want to be in the right body.
Well,
so
I just feel uncomfortable that you said genitalia is the biggest part. I just left it at that. I stopped.
It is, though.
And I was done.
You're silly.
I couldn't process the rest.
You know what? But I don't see Bruce Jenner as a role model for myself, but I do understand him wanting to take that platform and be that role model for somebody else. Because there's plenty of kids out here who are transgendered and who are literally going through some serious, like, trouble right now. So, I mean, if they look up to him, then whatever gets them through that process, I'm not gonna stop that journey or hate on it.
And they'll be able to tune in to his show on E! Because it's gonna come on here in June. They'll be able to tune in.
And Bruce will get his money, and he will continue to live. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's what he wants to do. But he also he's about to make money off of it. So, I mean,
he's going to make a killing off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Boom.
Totally. Okay, boom. What else is happening in entertainment?
So
Baltimore.
Fred and I. Oh, Baltimore. Sorry. Go ahead. Baltimore. The video Fred showed me, obviously. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I won't even get into that. It's a whole other can of worms. Please, guys, just stay informed. Make sure you're watching the news, but also being informed outside of that. That's all I got to say, because we'll be here another. That's a whole other show altogether.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now I wanted you to talk about it, at least for a minute. You done started it up.
I mean, pretty much, long story short, if for those that are not informed, a young man was in police custody. His spine was broken, if I'm not mistaken, and he ended up dying. There have been no charges filed against the police officers. Nothing's been, like, I don't know if it's even under, like, what. There's not any information coming forth. And with all the black lives that we have lost publicly here in the news, like, and then people have not been tried. And, I mean, it's even going back to Trayvon Martin, this is just it's a boiling point now.
Mm-hmm.
And people are mad. And bottom line, people are mad. And in their anger that we're, you know, everybody's not processing that right. Police officers were actually, you know, wounded today, hurt severely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is not, I don't encourage that, but at the same time, I don't encourage, you know, innocent black lives as being, you know, no one deserves to die like that in the arms of people that are supposed to serve and protect you. So I'm sensitive about that thing, especially watching it. It's the common theme now. It's like, it's a common thing. It's almost like a school shooting. These things happen now. It's so regular. Before it was like, you know, you'd hear about it every now, but it's like, oh my God, every month you scroll through your timeline and you're going to see some type of injustice somewhere. And it's like, it's the common theme. And nothing is really being done. Y'all got me on 10 tonight. You better say something positive. You better pray with us and say something.
I'm like,
I'm
birthdays.
Woo! Give me birthdays. Give me music.
I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know what to say.
So not it's my birthday. So not it's my birthday.
Yeah. April 28th, actress Jessica Alba will be 34. Former host of The Tonight Show, Jay Leno, will be 65. Rapper Too Short will be 49. Gospel singer Erica Campbell will be 43. Rapper Master P will be 48. Good God. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who's got a lot of bread, y'all, will be 61. Rapper Lloyd Banks will be 33. Gospel singer Tina Atkins of Mary Mary, sister to Erica, will be 41. Actress Drew Sidor will be 30. Y'all remember her from the game. Don't act like you don't. Actor Dwayne Jackson will be 43. That is The Rock, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Soccer player David Beckham will be 40. Fashion designer Donatello Versace or Versace. You guys, tomato, tomato, will be 60. Entrepreneur Dame Dash, the most... Michael, come in. I love Dame, will be 44. And Brianna, oh, Brianna will be... What's the jingle? On May
24th. I will be 21 on May 24th.
We'll be 21.
So,
you better realize, you better say something on Instagram. You better say something.
21.
That's our birthday. Boom.
And our 2015 team reporter and Pretty Girl Sweat Ambassador searches end on Monday, June 1st. If you want to join our dream team, visit teendiaries.net/teamreporter or teendiaries.net/PGSambassador to get details and to download an application today. All right? Don't forget to apply. As always, thank you guys for listening to TD Radio every single season, every single week, every single month. We hope you enjoyed counting down this season's memorable moments. Save the date, Monday, August 3rd. We will be back, and TD Radio Season 7 will be in full effect.
Yes.
Until then, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries, at Moiba AKMO, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique. And stay fabulous. We're out.
One more boom.
Oh, my God.
TD Radio.
Bye. Boom. Bye.
Love you guys.
Hey, don't you forget about us. We'll be back.
What?
Boom. Boom.
No, I was going to sing. That would have been terrible. Okay, bye.
Bye.
More, but sing us out of here. Sing us out of here. Come on.
So boom, boom, boom.
You're not going to sing us out of here? We got 60 seconds.
He hung up on us.
Oh, he left. He hung up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that's bad. Okay.
I know, right? Well, I guess. That's us.
Y'all later. Okay.
All right.